You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ryan McCarthy, watching in upstate New York, says, why does Saskatchewan have the best town names? Paradise Hill, Moose Jaw. Well, he says Flin Flon, and that's actually Manitoba. And frankly, I'm partial to Medicine Hat.
How about that?
I also learn something every day. We learned today that Flin Flon, Manitoba stands for Flint Tibetti Floniton, a fictional character from a 1905 novel.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
We're giving her. Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. Brand new program, i.e. a Tuesday, episode number 1423. A reminder, we're live on the Game Plus television network and streaming as well wherever you like to stream. It's a very big day. We welcome back the Moose, Mussolini, Ramouski. He joins us today. Hey, Moose, welcome back. You said it's nice to be home in Toronto. As Dorothy said, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Nice to see you.
I clicked my heels together and poof, I'm back here, back on the show. It is. It's good to be back. Home is in here, but home is in back on the show too. So, yeah, good to see you, my friend.
Like I said, a lot of people were wondering where you were. Some were concerned, and I was with Brent from Wellington, Florida on the weekend. He asked when your suspension was going to be over. I'm like, Moose is the guy handing out the suspensions. He's not serving suspensions. So yeah, he was there broadcasting, curling in the rectangle, our home and native land, but he's back in the big smoke. Okay, can you guys hit the quick six show for me? We'll just get down to business.
How about that?
I'm going to guarantee we're going to have a lot of fun today. I thought it was just going to be Moose and I for the all 2 hours today. And then Clark informed us the voice of the Edmonton Oilers, yours and my longtime friend, Cam Moon, is going to be joining us from Edmonton on the heels of last night's big win over the Seattle Kraken. Cam Moon will be with us. No stranger to this program, the voice of the Edmonton Oilers. Let's rock. Speaking of Connor McDavid and Corey Perry, point one will be NHL leftovers. And just so you know, we've got NFL, CFL, a little NBA, NHL, a lot of things to get to here in the Quick Six Show topics. But Connor McDavid, Corey Perry scored in the second period, and Edmonton rallied to beat Seattle 4-2 for their third straight victory at Rogers Place. Meanwhile, in St. Louis, Connor Garland had two goals, and JT Miller and Pius Suter also scored to help Vancouver beat St. Louis 5-2. And Moose, I've been surrounded by Detroit fans a lot lately, not just their fans, but people from Detroit. And they're really good people, and they would be happy to know that Marco Kasper scored twice, Lucas Raymond had a goal and three assists, and the Detroit Red Wings rallied to beat the LA Kings 5-2 Monday. Elmer Soderblom scored his first goal of the season, and Alex DeBrincat also scored as Detroit erased a 2-0 first period deficit. Cam Talbot stopped 23 shots to get the win and improved to 8-1 in January. So you've been buried for, would you say, 11 days in curling coverage. Is it nice to pull your head out and talk some hockey?
It is. And nice to, you know, watch SportsCenter this morning and get all caught up. When you're consumed, you've been there, consumed in something so deep for so long, it's like the rest of the world is blacked out, right? So, yeah, can't wait to get back into it and, you know, the Super Bowl and NFL playoffs and the NHL. Yeah,
Does that mean you don't have an opinion on what's going on in the NHL the last 11 days? Let alone last night?
Keep my eyes on it. I'm ready to contribute today. I'm not just here to drink coffee and listen to you.
Okay, so, well, I'm going back here. I don't remember what was the last day that you did. It's been a while, bro. I think I might have even overtaken you on our picks. Just so you know, I'm not. I lead now 26-24 in our NHL breakaway bets. Not bragging or anything. It's just we'll be playing this a little later on today. Jeremy writes in from Winnipeg. He says, "Good to see the guys Yzerman has drafted making their mark in Detroit." Yes, but also those newcomers and new faces in Patrick Kane and DeBrincat, relatively new face. Tarasenko, Cam Talbot in goal. It's not just the homegrown guys, but there's a lot of different ways to build an NHL roster. I want your take on this. And you and I, we came into the new year. We tweaked our format a little bit. Everybody loved it. And then you took off. So we're going back to where we were with just slowing things down, spending a little more time on each topic. And I want your take on this, and the viewers too, for that matter. Because market research shows why we're so popular here on Game Plus Television is the viewer interaction. Nobody else does what we do. You know, we do this Panthers and Lightning show down here in Florida, and I had Doug McClain on the most recent edition. We were going over what do the Panthers need? Because since December 1st, Darren, they're in the bottom half of the league for record since December 1st. And some guy wrote in, a Panther fan, and he goes, all they need is playoff hockey. And this guy is here in Florida, like he gets it. And I wonder what you think about that. For certain teams, like the Panthers, the Leafs, and I'm going to say the Oilers, because last night they just turned it on, scored three unanswered, and go on to win 4-2. I watched their game in Chicago. They slept, walk through the first period, the Oilers, and then turn it on and come back and win. I feel like some teams, they're in the doldrums right now. Late January, and just, listen, we know we're going to be in the playoffs. Don't push us. That's when we'll turn it on. I think that guy was right with what he said. The Panthers need playoff hockey. Probably so do the Leafs and the Oilers.
Yeah, I agree. And problem is, like, the complacency becomes an issue for the fans because you see this, and it's hard. In 82 games, it's hard to bring it with that same intensity because the games, I tell you, every game matters as much as any other game, but they don't. It's not the same, right? You got to give the guys a reason to get up for the game. And it's easy to say, it's one game if I take it off. It's just like a day of work. We all mail in a day of work here and there. You don't have the urgency. You don't feel the need. And when you're good and these teams are good, you can take a couple of nights off. I get it. I really do. But you do want to see teams turn it on when they need to. You need to see that proof so that you're confident when you get to the playoffs that they're actually going to be able to do it.
It's actually interesting you say that because the Kansas City Chiefs are that team. They pretty much had their pedal to the metal in the NFL all year long, more so than last year. But here they are going to their third straight Super Bowl. And trust me, football fans, we're getting to the chefs. Great googly moogly. 902-518-3033 is the number to text us here. Trent in Norway checks in. He says, Norway here. The Oilers seem to have a plan in place when McDavid isn't available. I predict the Eagles defeat the Chiefs in the last minute in the Super Bowl. Have a good day, everyone. I guess good time to move on. And we'll get to the Super Bowl 59 in a second. But again, here's me running 4 miles today listening to Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk. And he was talking about Brian Schottenheimer being named the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys on Friday night, but they had their news conference yesterday, Darren. I'm going to read the Wire story. Then I'll give my take and ask for yours and the viewer. Brian Schottenheimer says he's ready to be coach of the Dallas Cowboys after a long career as an NFL assistant. The son of late NFL coach Marty Schottenheimer says he has had previous opportunities to pursue head coaching jobs, but didn't think he was ready. The younger Schottenheimer's chance with the Cowboys comes after 25 years in the league with a handful of college seasons as well. The 51-year-old is the 10th coach in the history of the storied franchise. He's the 7th hired by owner Jerry Jones since the last time the Cowboys reached an NFC championship game 29 years ago. Okay. Devin McCourty was on this morning with Florio. And my God, I wish I'd stopped Florio last year at Super Bowl and talked to him when I saw. I was too nervous. Next time I'll stop and talk to him. I know you're not a Cowboys fan. A lot of our viewers are. I don't know, were you aware that Jarrah held an hour-long news conference? I'm actually funny, interested to hear that Schottenheimer actually said anything, because all the quotes that I saw, the clips that I saw on ESPN SportsCenter, heard on Pro Football Talk Radio, NBC Sports Radio this morning, was all Jerry Jones. And Darren, stick with me for a second. This is sad because people that watch this show all the time understand where I'm coming from. They'll know that I'm a Cowboys fan and we've been following this story for a long time. But you people are all just cluing into what we've been dealing with forever with Jerry Jones. And just so you know, Darren, McCourty said the same thing I thought. Was Schottenheimer even there? Because all we heard was from Jerry. Now, tell me what you think about this, because I think you've had a little experience with narcissists. I've had a lot. Jerry Jones is sitting at that table with Schottenheimer beside him, and he's going, you know, people say this isn't the sexy hire. And, you know, this is a really big risk. He's got no head coaching experience. He's burying him on the first day. Did you pick up on that? Did you notice that? Instead of, we think he's the best guy out there. Of all the guys we talked to, this guy is the guy that's going to lead us to the promised land, whether you believe it or not. There's some people that are sitting there watching right now. Listen, hey, you're not that good looking, but I like you anyways. You'd be nobody without us, so you should be really happy to have us. You know what I mean? Here's Jerry burying him. And then before he's even coached a game. And the best one that Florio picked up on was they turned the mic over to Stephen Jones, the son of Jerry Jones, and he goes, people say we're in a drought. What do you mean people say? I just said you haven't been to a conference championship game in 29 years. People say we're in a drought. You see what we're dealing with there, Darren? See what we're dealing with? And ain't ever.
You are in a drought. I know.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. I like Brian Schottenheimer. Do I like the hire? I don't know. But I like Brian Schottenheimer as a person. I like him as a football coach. He's got great bloodlines, right? Marty Schottenheimer, longtime, legend of a coach. And I really got to get familiar with Brian Schottenheimer when the Jets were on Hard Knocks. That was the Rex Ryan year. He was the offensive coordinator working closely with Mark Sanchez. To me, that's still the best season of Hard Knocks. And I've even gone back and watched it since because it's that good. And I really like him. I think they were good. I think he's a well-liked guy, easy to root for. I think there's a lot of good things. But to me, this all screams, and I know he said Deion, they say Deion really wasn't an option. To me, and I wrote about it last week, this all screams to Deion being their guy. And, you know, these teams, we look at Pittsburgh, but you say 10 coaches in the history of the Cowboys, they don't want to just go through coaches every year. So they gave Mike McCarthy a leash, and he was there a few years probably after they maybe knew that they were going to move on, that he wasn't going to get them where they needed to go. So you put Brian Schottenheimer in here, knowing Fulton, after conversations maybe with Deion, this is my assumption, and Deion's like, I want to build this now. I'm here. I want to commit for a bit. So you kind of know he's going to stay there for 3, 4 years, 5 years, whatever. And Brian Schottenheimer, great guy, sharp football guy. He can sit there and hold the seat warm. You bring in somebody that's a really great John Gruden or somebody off the bench like that or another up-and-coming coordinator, you're not going to move off of him. If he's kind of the guy, then you're stuck. And you'll never get Deion when he's ready. So here's an opportunity to keep the seat warm. The long-term plan maybe is to bring Deion in. But yeah, all the things you said about just, this guy's not a serious coach. This wasn't a serious hire. I think he's just keeping the seat warm for Deion.
Well, I could talk about this for a long time and we will move on, but it's that whole thing about how some teams always win and how some teams always lose and the reasons why. Yes, people bring up to us, well, Jerry Jones did win 3 Super Bowls in the early 90s. Perhaps he did, but I can tell you something, Darren. I can't live off what I did 30 years ago. I can't live off what I did 20 years ago. I can't live off what I did last week. So I don't care that they won 3 Super Bowls 30 years ago. Do you know what I'm saying? That's number one. And then two, You should have never paraded Deion Sanders in front of us. You should have never done that as a Cowboys Nation, our fan base, because that's now who we want. You should have never even went down that road, because anybody lesser than him is going to be a disappointment, and that's exactly what happened. Jeremy in Winnipeg writes that he says, Jerry, gaslighting the fans. Get rich. That's exactly what he's doing. For those that don't know, I'm glad these terms have come to the light now. What happens in the dark will be brought to light. Always. Telling people, I guess, lying about the truth and expecting you to believe it and lying about history is gaslighting. It's a disgusting thing. Before we break, we got a lot of really good stuff to get to. It's been great so far, eh? Like I said, it would be.
Oh, yeah.
Our poll question today is for EMJ Marketing, and it dawned on me this morning while I was out for my run. I'm like, well, that'd be a good poll question. I was asking myself, do you like the two-week break before Super Bowl? And it's for EMJ Marketing. They'll provide the perfect keynote speaker for your event. Look up Joe at emjmarketing.com. The poll question is, as I said, do you like the two-week break? 70% of people saying, yes, they do. And to be honest, I have been involved in 4 national championship games, intimately involved with the teams. I don't know how the heck we got it done. Because you win on a Sunday, and then all of a sudden you're throwing stuff in a bag and racing off to that championship town. It's very rushed. So, you know, we did that in the CFL. They still do that in the CFL. And I don't know if the CFL could get away with 2 weeks. But as far as the NFL goes, you've been to Super Bowls. I've been to Super Bowls. To get all the merch printed, Darren, to get the programs made, get the travel done properly. Welcome, I don't know how many fans. If the Calgary Stampede welcomes 1.5 million people, or whatever the hell it is, like a million people, what does the Super Bowl welcome? I got to feel like it's got to be at least that. So for me, it's a hell yes. I love the 2 weeks, but how about you?
Yeah, I do too. More build up. I love the build up and the talk and the event and all of that stuff. The game is the game and it's great, but I love the build up. So give me 2 weeks of it. I'm here for it.
Well, and again, Tony from Cochrane, Alberta writes in, he says, ho hum, another Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, but there's the Cowboys rant I was expecting yesterday. Oh, I know. You knew I was going to get to it at some point. But we're going to get sick of Chiefs-Eagles talk. At some point, we're going to get tired of it. Because we... you got a lot of channels there. My God, you should see what I got. From NFL Network, obviously the 18 ESPN channels, CBS Sports Network, FanDuel Sports Network, this other sports network. Like, it's going to be all Chiefs and Eagles. So for now, that's why they're talking about the, not just Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and Schottenheimer, but Pete Carroll. I'm not going to give up on my Cowboys. I just can't. There's something about this team that's intriguing to me. And I was trying to find a way, Darren, to get this on the set, but it's, I don't know where I would put it. This is the Raiders team store. I got this at Super Bowl last year. But if I went and cheered for the Raiders, it would just be... going from one toxic grease fire to another. You know what I mean? And the Dolphins aren't that much better. Anyways, we have to break. It's fun. We're going to have more fun. And Cam Moon, the voice of the Oilers, is coming up in hour two. We'll be right back here on Game Plus Television, streaming live and podcasts wherever the best podcasts are found.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Are you struggling in life? Perhaps feeling hopeless? Or even battling an addiction that's taking your life down the drain? It's time you made the decision to stop the struggle and contact Peterson Recovery. Hi, Rod Peterson here, and I've been a licensed recovery coach since 2017, helping athletes, entertainers, and soldiers get their lives back and go on to lead a happy life. Now, I'd like to help you. Mental health is real, and sometimes all it takes is some guidance from someone who's been there. Follow Peterson Recovery on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and DM me, or email petersonrecovery@aol.com. It's never...
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, everybody, it may take weeks, months, or even years to get the call to be a stem cell donor. Saving lives takes commitment and dedication, just like being a hockey player. Give hope to patients in Canada. Register online at blood.ca/getswabbed. And spread the word amongst your family and friends. The Moose is back in Toronto, joining us after like 11 days off calling curling. I'm just going to read you this comment. I think you'll understand it. Brian in Hudson Bay writes in and he says, good morning, guys. Welcome back, Moose. I love the curling. You did a great job, but unfortunately, I watched most of it with the TV on mute and it had nothing to do with you. I will leave it at that. Have a great show, guys. Does that have to do with the competitors?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
DM me. I'd love to know more.
I'm just reading into it. We'll continue all this in a second. Talking about the poll, we'll get back on point in a second. But regarding the poll question, do you like the 2-week break before Super Bowl? I said yes. Darren said yes. I compared it to the Grey Cup, where it's only 1 week and it's so rushed. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says the Grey Cup is rushed, but at least they have an extra day now. Bomber Boy is watching in Calgary, and he says they have the break for a good reason, but I don't like it. BW in Edmonton watching says, isn't the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl now? Always has been, but they don't even have the Pro Bowl anymore. It's this... flag, nothing against flag. Darren and I are big flag football fans, but it's a skills contest, flag game, and they do it this upcoming weekend in Orlando. But thanks for paying attention. And by the way, somebody wrote in here, I lost it, but it was with regards to Jerry didn't want to pay the money, the buyout it would have taken to get Deion Sanders out of Colorado. Can I tell you a little story? Darren, I'm realizing maybe why some people don't like me. I don't really care. But we had a coach that I felt needed to be fired. He had a half, no, it was a GM. And he had a half a season left on his contract. And I was talking to the owner and I said, he's got to go. Because we had these discussions. And he goes, no, Rod, you don't understand. It's bad business to buy somebody out of their contract. And I said, well, the longer you wait, when he knows he's going to be done, he's going to drive this franchise even further into the ground. And he's like, well, it's my money and it's my team. And I'm waiting till the end of the year to fire him. And I'm like, okay, I think that got back to that general manager, and I think that's why he's mad at me now. But the point is, the owner was a businessman. Okay, see what I'm saying? And my thing on this is, if somebody's got to go, they got to go. Pay them out, because they're just going to inflict more damage. Here, as everybody seems to know, Jerry Jones doesn't want to pay Colorado the money to get Deion Sanders in Dallas. So you're just going to burn years with Brian Schottenheimer? Like, call me crazy if you want. Many have. But I own two businesses. They classify as small business, not the $12 billion Dallas Cowboys. But Darren, if I want something or someone, I go get them. End of story. Because it's going to cost you more money in the long run by waiting. But most, I would say the successful owners see it my way. The unsuccessful owners see it the other way. You just said it. They see the line. It's going to cost too much right now. And I feel like they don't see the bigger picture. That's all. That's what I would do if I wanted Prime. Go get him.
Yeah.
Just me. You?
Yeah, of course, if you can get him. I think there's something like, I don't know. Like, Prime leaving and following the boys was noble. I get that. But to Jackson State, got him built up, and poof, 2 years gone. And then to do the same thing in Colorado after building it up and then poof, leaving, I think would have, like, it's that act is going to get old pretty quick, you know? So I think, and there's no guarantee that the Cowboys are going to get Shadur and all the rest. So I think, you know, for Deion too, though, I think there's probably part of him that's like, I'm going to commit to this for a bit in Colorado. You know, if I'm not going to coach the boys, I'm going to, like, his kids, I'll stay here for a bit and build and continue that and then go to the Cowboys. Like, I'm sure there was, I don't know, but I just see the conversation. Like, Jerry, if this job was open, give me 5 years and then I want the job. But that's a tough thing, because what is Jerry doing? He's hiring a seat warmer or a seat filler then. And what are you doing to your fan base saying, okay, guys, we're just going to commit to doing the same thing for the next 5 years. And then we'll be serious about winning, because you're not serious about winning by just hiring the easy hire from within.
I admire you. Well, that part's true, but I admire you, Grasshopper, for believing that. But I think if Jerry was willing to write Colorado the check and get Prime now, Prime would have gone. He wouldn't care about loyalty, or he wouldn't care. Come on. All of a sudden he cares. He didn't care in Jackson State. Now, the other funny thing was what Florio and McCourty said. Let's just imagine he did hire Deion Sanders. He goes, what do you think that news conference would be like? Jerry would launch into his first, you know, 30-minute monologue, and Prime would say, oh, Jerry, I got this. I got this, Jerry. Can you imagine? And Jerry would sit there just.
You think they cover the Cowboys 24-7 now? Wait until that.
Don't worry. It's,
look at their
it's
own
coming.
Channel on ESPN Cowboys.
It's coming. Now, they already do have their own channel. Like, that's the thing. I don't need to follow Dallas media, because ESPN, that's all they do is talk about the Cowboys. Alabama, I don't need to go searching for their games. They're always on television every weekend. Those are my teams. That's why I don't switch real easily when it comes to football. Now, here's another one that can translate to hockey or any other sport. But point three, Aaron Glenn had no doubts about where he wanted to go once the New York Jets head coaching job became available. Home, sweet NFL home. Once a key player as a first-round draft pick for the franchise, Glenn will lead the Jets from the sideline after interviewing with three other teams in recent weeks. With the recent hirings of Glenn and Mike Vrabel by the Patriots, the NFL has five coaches who once played for the teams they're now leading. They join Houston's D'Amico Ryan, Detroit's Dan Campbell, and the Chargers' Jim Harbaugh. How do you feel about former players coaching teams? Deion would have been six. I love it. I love it so much. And it means something. In the NHL, I saw a trivia question. I think there's three guys that played for the team they're currently coaching. Peter Laviolette with the Rangers, Rod Brind'Amour with the Hurricanes, Andrew Burnett with the Preds. Do you think that's special? I do.
Yeah, I really do. I'm a big fan of sticking with your team, longevity, not making a bunch of moves, that identity and brand building. Like, I love brand. Brand is, to me, is reputation. It's not necessarily logos and websites and graphics. It's your reputation. And when you build a reputation and everybody knows what it is because of the people, because the people really build the reputation. And that's when you have something special, right? The people, the characters stick around. The Pittsburgh Penguins, yeah, they're not great right now, but they have a great reputation because of Crosby and Malkin and Letang and them. And before that, Mario and Jagr, right? Ron Francis, all these guys, you got to stick around. And when you can go from playing to coaching, from Mario to being there and then owning the team, if Mario went somewhere else, it wouldn't feel as good. It wouldn't be the same. Same thing with Ron Hextall when he went into the front office and of the Philadelphia Flyers. That stuff all matters. I really think it matters, and it means more when you stick with your same team.
For the audience, Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, RP show fact check, the Pro Bowl used to be after Super Bowl until about 10 years ago or so. So sorry to BW on that. I don't mind. Like I say, you don't need to be right anymore. That's a topic for another time. Stephen A. Smith is proving you just got to be the loudest. Kevin Bieksa was wrong the other night on Hockey Night in Canada, saying Connor Bedard will be upset in Chicago that the Blackhawks got rid of Taylor Hall. I'm like, he didn't play with Taylor Hall. I just watched two games live. You don't need to be lie. You don't need to be right. You just need to be entertaining. I got that covered. Well, that's the other thing. Jeremy says Mike Vrabel's going to get the Patriots rocking. There's no doubt. He is. So I love, I saw the photo the other day of Dale Durkach. He's working for the Regina Pats, God's team. The franchise's all-time leading scorer is the assistant general manager. That stuff means a lot to me. We've got Cam Moon coming up in hour two, the hometown boy, voice of the Edmonton Oilers. I interviewed for that job years ago. Obviously didn't get it. Cam got it this most recent time around. How can anybody begrudge that? He's from Edmonton. He's the order guy. If I owned a team, I would want the peanut vendors, the ticket takers, all to be local. But there's more than one way to skin a cat. Sorry, Moose and the PETA people. Listen, I don't even know one way. I hear there's more than one way to skin a cat. I remember sitting down with John Paddock when he was the general manager of the Regina Pats back in the day and coach. And I said, hey, we're big on local players here. He goes, yeah, I'm not.
How about that?
He goes, I don't care where they're from. They just need to win. We win, nobody will care where they're from. Okay, what do you know? Then they go to the league final with no local players, and there's a lineup outside the ring to get in. More than one way to skin a cat. Kirk writes in, 902-518-3033, Kirk in Toronto. He says, hey, your poll says it's 69%. No, they don't like the two-week break. I prefer 1 week like the CFL. But it's the NFL and the only North American league that does this. Okay, fair enough. All right, we're going to get back, get to a lot of hockey here, but there's some CFL notes. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers released Canadian receiver Drew Walutarski on Monday. Canadian only by some quirk that he fits the rules because he's from Minnesota, University of Minnesota anyways. He was 29 years old, won 2 Grey Cups there. Move comes just days after the club parted ways with veteran linebacker Adam Big Hill. Meanwhile, Shane Ray is back in the CFL. The veteran D lineman signed with the Rough Riders on Monday, returns to Canada following 2 seasons in the NFL with the Bills and Titans, won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, who drafted him in the first round 2015. And the Calgary Stampeders have released veteran American D lineman Mike Rose and James Vodders, both joined the Stampeders back in 2017. Presumably they're due bonuses. It says Walutarski was. People are upset. It's a rite of passage, man. It's like Groundhog's Day. CFL cutting players ahead of bonuses. It's skeezy, but it's been going on since Christ was a cowboy. Why are people surprised, Moose? Does it suck? Yes.
I don't know.
It's the way they do business.
I know, and it's really tough. Really tough. And you think about those two players specifically. They were so synonymous with the Bombers and the Bombers' success. But in all sports, and we've seen it in the CFL, the great managers, coaches, GMs, you know, whoever's making the roster decisions, they know when that best before date is. We don't. We always think these players never expire, right? And the good ones know when to pull the trigger, and they're hard. You got to make the hard decisions. Do I think these are right? I don't know, because I love those two players in Winnipeg. I can't see them playing anywhere else. I see them in Winnipeg. I thought they were good for the city. They were good for the fan base, all the rest. I'm a big fan. But I got to defer to the football people. And if they know, we'll know, right? We'll know. Because they'll, you know, if the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are good, then these decisions were probably right.
I said this yesterday when it came down. The Canadian Mafia. Mike O'Shea, Kyle Walters, Wade Miller. They've won, so they're beyond reproach. I saw a Saskatchewan podcaster saying the Bombers have entered a rebuild. I'm like, you're only saying that because you're a Rider fan trying to be a podcaster. They've been in 5 consecutive Grey Cups. You don't go into a rebuild until you've hit absolute rock bottom. The Bombers are literally retooling. It's not a rebuild.
Yes.
You want to believe that, but it's not. There are those that say the Bombers are in the middle of a dynasty. Milt Stegall. What's Milt smoking? Okay, let's check Milt for performance-enhancing drugs or something. It's not a dynasty, but they've been in 5 consecutive Grey Cups. It's not a rebuild, but nice try. We'll be back with more in a moment. Cam Moon coming up in hour two. We're live on Game Plus TV, streaming live and podcasts wherever the best podcasts are found.
Are you struggling in life, perhaps feeling hopeless, or even battling an addiction that's taking your life down the drain? It's time you made the decision to stop the struggle and contact Peterson Recovery. Hi, Rod Peterson here, and I've been a licensed recovery coach since 2017, helping athletes, entertainers, and soldiers get their lives back and go on to lead a happy life. Now, I'd like to help you. Mental health is real, and sometimes all it takes is some guidance from someone who's been there. Follow Peterson Recovery on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and DM me or email petersonrecovery@aol.com. It's never too late.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
It's going good, Spike. It's going real good. Hour One's brought to you by Culligan. Drink clean, live green. Filter your water for a healthier tomorrow. Culligan Water of Regina. Visit culliganregina.com. Saskatchewan still our number one region for viewership. That should surprise no one. However, Moose, I should tell you, my friend Chris from the Bronx, you met him. You met him. He texted me here. He says, good stuff on Jerry Jones and Schottenheimer. Elisa laughed. That's his wife. I said, hey, I know narcissists. You're all welcome. The viewers missed you, Moose. They're writing in and actually saying that. Wayne in Victoria, BC says, by the way, welcome back, Moose. We all missed you. Blaine Dodge writes in. He says, good to see Darren and Rod. Jeremy in Winnipeg says, regarding that bomber thing, he goes, doesn't the dynasty mean winning? And Jeff, the Stamps fan, says to Ryder fans, I'll say this, the Bombers are closer to a dynasty than you've ever been. The thing for you, going back to Sask, you get to see family and stuff, right? Let's slow things down a little bit and talk about you and me a little bit. What else did you do besides broadcast curling at a very high level?
Yeah, got to see some family and friends, which was great. Spent a few days back home in Wynyard and got to hang out with my nephews and my brother and his family. It was awesome. Cold. It was cold. It was 45 below, 50 below with the wind chill. It was awful cold. Spent some time in Saskatoon, had coffee with yours and my good friend Les Lazarek yesterday. And then in Kindersley, got to, you know, that's where I got my start in this business. So it was good to go back there for curling and get to connect with everybody. And the red carpet was rolled out in Kinders.
You're going to have to come down here and hand deliver a bobblehead. Do you have it within arm's grasp, the new bobblehead you got?
Yep.
Go get it. Everybody, this Moose, he just said, spent time with our good friend Les Lazarek, my brother from another mother, a mother, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades,
has
his
that?
Own bobblehead.
Look at that.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring that down. Will you bring it to Florida so I can put it on my bookcase?
Yes. Absolutely. I've got one ready for you, and it's in a box. If I trust it enough, the styrofoam is pretty thick, so I'm probably going to pop it in the mail this week for you.
Oh, no. You bring it down. Bring it
that
down.
That would be better.
Okay. We bought an extra bed in the bedroom for you so you don't need to sleep on a fluffy air mattress like the last time you were here that deflated overnight. And you didn't even know. You didn't even know. You woke up. You're like, what the hell? You're on the floor.
Woke up on the floor.
Yeah, I got this Connor Bedard bobblehead while I was in Chicago. Thanks for asking about my Chicago trip, by the way.
Oh, I was on the air when
you
saw
it. It was so cool.
I wasn't.
You weren't on the air. No, you weren't. You saw me talking about it. It was so cold.
How cold was it, Rod?
How about
it was
that?
So cold, I was standing on the subway platform, the L train, beside Wrigley Field. Cold enough that, you know those thoughts that run through your mind that you feel bad for the people that have to work outside and for the pets that are trapped outside, that get locked outside the house? I was that cold. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And it was actually minus 28. So it was my first time to Chicago. I've never Did I ride a subway in New York? No, I think it scared me off. For a prairie kid, you're the same as me. The subway?
Yeah.
I would still be riding the damn thing. If it was left up to me, I wouldn't know where I was going. So it was our first time in Chicago, cold as hell. And as Serena and I said, we had such a great time. We can't wait to go back. And it was so bloody cold. I can't imagine going back in the spring or the summer for a baseball trip or, you know, the fall. We can incorporate football. But yeah, we really love Chicago. I got my Conrad bobblehead. And I'll say this about deep dish pizza. So many people took a real interest in our sampling deep dish pizza there. My favorite was Lou Malnati's. I don't know if you saw, they acknowledged me on Twitter, Lou Malnati's in Chicago. She ordered a spinach and tomato pizza, which would normally make me puke. And it was the best thing I ever had. I said to her,
wow,
imagine if it actually had toppings on it that I liked. You know, Lou Malnati's. So we went to two other places, Giordano's and Luke's. Next time we go back, Gino's East, Dale Talon told us we had to go to Gino's East, but it was closed. It was holiday weekend. It was closed. Hey, we got to go back to Chicago. Okay. Really great town. Okay, 902-518-3033 is the number to text us here. The Toronto Raptors won their fourth NBA game in a row with a 113-104 decision against the visiting New Orleans Pelicans. Jakob Poeltl co-led the Raptors with 21 points and 14 rebounds. You are there in Toronto. Am I right? They care about the Raps in Toronto when they're winning. Is that
a
thing?
Yeah, feels like it. Yeah, it feels like it. I haven't been to a game this year, but it feels like the crowds, you know, reflect the season, you know, whereas the other teams, they'll fill it regardless. Even the Jays were bad and they got great crowds this year. Raptors, there's a lot of Raptors fans. I see the gear out, but you're right. They only really get on fire here if they're doing well.
What I understand is that the Raptors are very big in Mississauga. I don't know the demographics of your breakdown. Shoot, I'm still trying to figure out the demographics where I live. You people got to understand something. Where Darren and I come from, they're slowly getting it. And Chris from the Bronx has figured it out now. We're from white Canada. At least that's the way we grew up. It's not so much that now. It's becoming more of a cultural melting pot, but sports-wise, it's not. You still only cheer for one team. I totally get why all those guys said Saskatchewan's just like Alabama, just like Mississippi. The football team is king, and it's all anybody cares about. We all grew up. We all look the same. We're all related. We all talk the same. We all have the same backgrounds. Pretty easy. He'd come down to Florida, and only one in four Floridians was actually born in America. You know, everybody cheers for a different team. And that's just from the sports realm. You know what I mean? It's just so different. I guess that serves as my sports update, which is brought to you by Landmark Cinemas. The Raptors was my sports update. And you, Luke, everybody was confused. What was your sports update? Have you been to you probably haven't been to a movie lately.
You know what? It's been a while since I've been to a movie. We're going this week. I think we're going Wednesday, just deciding what we're going to see. I haven't been to a movie since Christmas Day.
You might want to consider Flight Risk. It's number one at the box office. It's in Landmark Cinemas now. In this high-stakes suspense thriller directed by Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg plays a pilot transporting a fugitive to trial. As they cross the Alaskan wilderness, tensions soar and trust is tested, as not everyone on board is who they seem. Dun, dun, dun. Flight Risk.
How about that?
In Landmark Cinemas now. Yeah. Okay, Moose. Take a break. Smoke him if you got him. I'll bring you back at the top of the hour.
See ya. See ya then.
We got a mini overtime next. Let's call it the shootout right after this here on Game Plus TV. Streaming live and podcasts wherever the best podcasts are found.
Professional basketball is back in Saskatchewan. The Saskatchewan Rattlers are heating up. Catch them live at SaskTel Center in Saskatoon from May through August. The team is packed with high-caliber talent from the NBA, NCAA, and professional leagues around the world, with a head coach straight from the LA Clippers. Secure your seats now on Ticketmaster, starting at just $20. See you in the snake pit.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
I'm smiling because you people's comments are really entertaining me. You found the bell. 902-518-3033 is the number to text us here. I appreciate my guy, Tony, in George Fox country. That's Cochrane, Alberta. He says, the Raptors are rolling. I'm a faithful watcher. I would talk more NBA because I'm simply a fan. And that's all you need to be, I think, to host one of these shows is be a sports fan. But our studies show our audience likes hockey and football more. I like hockey and football more. I could talk more NBA. And I have some of the sports update here if you want. Tony goes on to say, I should have mentioned Matt Devlin and Jack Armstrong as two of the best sports broadcasters on TV. Not only are they two of the best sports broadcasters, everybody, that's the Raptors crew. They're two unbelievable guys. Jack Armstrong, I've never met, but Devlin, for whatever reason, he seems to like me. And we've conversed back and forth on Twitter, and he's like, have you ever come to a Raptors game? Let's hook up at the Miami Arena. And I think I'll do that. It's just, it's not easy to get down there. It's only 40 miles away, but it's a real pain in the ass. Regarding our fandom of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Wayne in BC writes, and he says, you nailed it, Rod. You grow up cheering for the Riders. You do, but some of us also leave and get interested in other things. So I hope people can appreciate that. Interestingly enough, Jeremy, that Bomber fan, sorry, no, not a Bomber fan. He's a Chiefs fan and Detroit Red Wings fan. He writes in and he says, not really a CFL guy, but isn't a dynasty three championships? So the Chiefs already a dynasty, so that makes Winnipeg not a dynasty. I'm with you, Jeremy, but I don't want to argue. B. Henderson in Winnipeg says, great stuff as usual, Rod. Which, by the way, I think what it is just entertain you. You don't really care what we talk about as long as you're entertained, and I think we do a pretty good job of that. B. Henderson says, quick question. If the Bombers win the Grey Cup this year, then would you consider them a dynasty like Milt Stegall does? I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I would suggest probably, but as the gentleman said, three in a row generally constitutes a dynasty. Three championships in a row. Like the Lightning, for instance, who are home tonight to the Chicago Blackhawks, felt that they failed in their quest to win three in a row because they lost right to Colorado in that third straight. It's a nine-team league, for the love of God. The fact that they've been in five in a row is what should be investigated, how this has been allowed to happen. John in Edmonton writes, and he says, Rod, thoughts on NFL fans starting a petition on change.org to have the league investigate the officiating of the Kansas City Chiefs games? I would say save your money and put it to somewhere that actually matters, like some charity. But I do want to get into this with Moose next hour on the officiating. I can't believe we've gone this far. I have it written down here. Moose's take. Stick with me and repeat after me. The games aren't rigged, but the Chiefs are favored. The games aren't rigged, but the Chiefs are favored. There's a difference. Oh, yeah. I really want to get into that with Moose after the break. I mean, even I knew, a numbskull like me, at the 2008-2009 Grey Cup in Calgary, when the commissioner stood at the front of the room and I was in the room saying to the Riders, we're all so happy you're here. And he's leaning on the Grey Cup at the time, Mark Cohen. I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to say that, Mark. But he didn't care. It's a lesson to everybody. Don't care what other people think. It helps. We got our NHL breakaway bets to get to next hour. I want to talk about Alex Pietrangelo pulling out of the Four Nations faceoff. Yesterday was such a grease fire that we weren't able to get to it to the degree that I would like. Are you offended? if a Canadian player pulls out of the Four Nations Face-Off International or NHL tournament. Lots to get to. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.